This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday night. The articles of impeachment accuse the president of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. Democratic House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary. He gave us no choice.
It is unclear how quickly the process moves to the Senate for a trial, likely to end with Mr. Trump's acquittal by the majority Republican body. As the House was taking its historical vote to impeach the president, Mr. Trump was playing to his base on the campaign trail and blasting Democrats. AP Sagar Magani reports.
While votes were cast here in Washington,
Merry Christmas, Michigan, thank you.
The president was at a rally talking for more than 2 hours about everything from the military to toilets to Tom Cruise.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. It's crazy.
Poking fun at becoming just the third president impeached in the House.
I'm the first person to ever get impeached and there's no crime. I feel guilty.
Telling the crowd he's not worried with a trial in the GOP-led Senate looming.
They're gonna do the right thing.
Praising senators while ripping House Democrats, whom he says now carry a mark of shame.
They're the ones that should be impeached, every one of them.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Queen Elizabeth II formally opened a new session of Britain's Parliament on Thursday with a speech laying out Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans. She says Johnson will use his commanding majority to take Britain out of the European Union and shake up the country's public services. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he believes Britain wants better economic times with Russia and praised Prime Minister Johnson for better understanding the mood of British society on Brexit than his political rivals. This is VOA News.